Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Mark Beeston. Mark Beeston joined WireGuard in June of 2017 as Vice President of Sales and Marketing. Prior to WireGuard, Beeston led a sales team for Option Care in a post-acute business sector. He spent 6 years in various sales leadership roles from Regional Sales Director to Director of Strategic Solutions at Hillrom Company. Prior to joining Hillrom, he served as Regional Sales Director for the Hospital Products Unit for Hospira Worldwide, formerly Abbott Labs. During his 13-year tenure at Hospira Abbott, he filled several diverse roles, such as Senior Engineer in New Product Development, Sales Executive, Contract Marketing, and District Sales Manager.
Well, good afternoon, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Brian.
You bet. Mark, glad to have you here today. I love doing podcasts. I like to kind of dig in to guests on the show to see their background and how this relates to our larger readership. So Mark, looking at your bio, I see you've got a love for what you do, and it happens to be in the healthcare technology spaces predominantly. Could you share with us what you love about WireGuard?
You know, I've spent 20 plus years in healthcare and technology, and WireGuard was very attractive to me because of the technology, the IP that they own and the patents that they own. And actually looking at UV technology was sort of a, it's been around for a lot of years in HVAC and water, but using it in the healthcare space seemed incredibly practical to me. And I thought, man, this would be a great area to spend part of my career in and promote it into the healthcare space, because I could see such a great value to having this technology in that space, knowing that there's always issues with keeping things disinfected, keeping people safe, keeping them away from MRSA, C. diff, all that yucky stuff. And so that was the entry point with our UV products, was in that healthcare channel. So that's what I love about WireGuard, is the products that we're able to introduce into that healthcare space, how much they can help the patients as well as our caregivers.
That's awesome, because I, just so you know, my background, I've been in healthcare technology for a lot of years as well. And I had to deploy in various hospitals. I've had to deploy technology in keyboards, right, with the tray protectors. Those never worked out right. It was just a nightmare. I really am looking forward to learning a little bit more about your product, but to have that innovation come out to help the clinicians and the IT staff, right, keep their devices clean and hygienic. So thank you
for sharing that. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Mark, let's talk about your hygienic product now and the need for it in this time of this global pandemic. Can you tell us how your company's response been to the demand? Has it gone up or down? Or
it's gone. It's gone up. You know, like I mentioned, we started in the healthcare vertical and doing well with it, and really hitting right off the bat with those early adopters in healthcare. And so meeting their needs, and then it broadening into that healthcare space and that healthcare channel. But with this pandemic, we're starting to see multiple channels open up and look for this kind of technology. So the demand has been great, actually. Our product was flying off the shelf, and really trying to meet that demand, we had to really be proactive, work with our manufacturing partners and get our sub-assemblies rolling and get our pipeline filled. We did really an excellent job of meeting the demands of our customers. So that's, we really kind of pat ourselves on the back. We did a great job in keeping the pipeline full, because it's been consistent and growing with the pandemic. So it's been a big challenge, and our team has really stepped up with our partners to make sure we fulfill the need and have product for our customers. It's interesting, because prior to the pandemic, people would call or hospitals would call and say, you know, I want to order, and we'd get the order placed and product fulfilled. But now, once the pandemic hit, it's been really interesting. Most often, the question I get from potential customers is, first, do you have product in stock? And then we start talking about the product. So it's really interesting how the questions have changed. It gives you a good aspect on what's really happening out in the marketplace, that stuff's running out. So it's been really interesting.
Thanks for sharing that. That's an interesting perspective, of course. And like a lot of things in the supply chain, right, there's just a high demand for things, and it's causing us all to do some shifting. So I appreciate you guys providing a hygienic product during this time, and I wish you continued success with it for sure. Mark, could you share with us how your technology products may stand out from the rest of your competition?
Yeah, I can. And that was, you know, Brian, that was one of the reasons why I chose to work with VioGuard and the VioGuard team because of the IP and the patented technology that they hold. And one of the things that really sets us apart from our competition is our patent around using a dosimeter inside of the technology. One of the things that you look at is, you know, you can provide testing, which we do, and we have testing on our products, and you can provide that to customers to show the efficacy of our products and how well they work. But, you know, that's a snapshot in time, right? And so how does the product work a year from that point in time? How do you know it's doing what you say it does? And with that dosimeter technology, every cycle is measured, and that UV energy is measured every time it runs. And the dosimeter will listen to the, you know, the energy level, or measure that energy level. And once that energy level is obtained, the dosimeter then will turn the equipment off. So you know you're hitting that energy level. So it's a really critical compliance component of our technology to be able to have that dosimeter included into the firmware that allows us to measure that UV energy. So that's probably one of the biggest aspects that sets us apart with our technology. One of the other things is our cycle time is quick. It's important for healthcare to have a quick turnaround, and our cycle time is fairly aggressive, and our, you know, UV is aggressive. So we kill pathogens, and we do it timely, and we are compliant because of the dosimeter technologies. That's probably one of the really cool functions of our product that sets us apart.
Obviously, there's a high demand now, but in the future, obviously, you want to protect your, I guess, your market space, your market share, you know, leveraging some of those, either those patents or some of that technology that your competitors don't have. Thank you for sharing that. I really do appreciate that. So Mark, in our current world of this pandemic, what do you guys have planned for 2020 as far as a new product or service? Or have you just had to completely shift off that and do something different due to the pandemic?
It's interesting you said that last part of your question, because there are some technologies that we're working on and some other products and projects that we've been working on. But quite frankly, for 2020, we've really had to put all hands on deck to keep our pipeline full. So we've really pushed hard and worked diligently to keep products for our customers and to be able to fulfill that pipeline. So our 2020 vision, the main thing that we're doing is working on keeping product in-house and fulfilling that catalog that we currently have for our customers. So that's our 2020. We do have some really interesting technology that we're looking at to bring to market. One of them is a patented component to the handrails on a escalator. It's a technology using UVC that wraps around the handrail below the escalator, and it bombards the handrail with UVC. And that enables the handrail, as it comes up from underground, to be disinfected for those patrons using the escalator. And it's really interesting. I was in the airport the other, well, it was probably a couple of weeks ago. They were using a very manual method of disinfecting the handrails on the people movers through the airport. It really made me think, hey, we need to get this technology to market, and there's a real need for it, especially in the pandemic. So we have some other patented technology that we're working on, but for 2020, our main goal is to keep our pipeline full for our customers.
Yeah, no, that's great to hear, especially around some of the newer technology you'd like to get to market. That's exciting. So Mark, last thing that I like to wrap up, if you could just give us a quick nugget of wisdom, right? Share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those either to grow their current career in what they're doing or break into that health tech space from your perspective.
Sure. That's a really great question. And I get asked that a lot. I have kids and their friends who are graduating from college or will come up to me and say, I really want to get into healthcare. I really want to sell or work in the healthcare space. And I really want to help people, and I want to provide products that help people, and all the things that I thought about when I was much younger. And they ask me, how do I get in? And I, you know, it's a very competitive environment, and a lot of people want to help and be a part of this movement and supporting healthcare. And so one of the things that I tell young people when they want to get into this space is, you know, do all you can to beef up your skills. Obviously, work through your educational goals and all those types of things. But I said, there's other things that you can add. Work in a hospital, volunteer in a hospital, spend some time working in the hospital and understand the flow of a hospital, understand how people work in the hospital, what their language is like, and the different areas of the hospital that allow you to be able to be more marketable. So that's one of the things that I kind of encourage people to do, or take some anatomy classes or some pharmacology classes, depending on which area of healthcare they want to work in, whether it's pharmaceutical or device or whatnot. Those are the tidbits I share with people, is get some things that set you apart, that provide you skill sets that make you a little bit more marketable than maybe some of the other folks. So that's kind of my, I guess, my advice I would give to folks trying to get into this space.
Thank you for sharing that. I know our readership would appreciate your perspective on that question, and I just really appreciate that. And sure. Mark, I just want to personally thank you. It was a pleasure having you on the show today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Yeah, great. Me as well, Brian. Thank you for letting me be on today. I appreciate it.
You bet. Bye for now.